Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Washington Wizards. Cleveland comes in with a record of 33-22, Washington 24-28 on the year. Over their last 10, Cleveland is 5-5 and is on a two-game winning streak. Washington, over that span 6-4, has lost two straight. Looking at the numbers, Cleveland averages 111.7 a game, gives up 106.8 for a positive differential of 4.9. Meanwhile, Washington scores 113.3, gives up 113.5 for a negative differential of 0.2. Turnovers, 13.9 turnovers per game by the Cavs, 13.2 by the Wizards. Wizards shoot 48% from the field, Cavs 48.6. Cleveland is 36.8% from long range. Washington is 35.2% from distance. As far as free throw shooting, it's very close, 77.6% by Cleveland, 78% by Washington. Bench scoring, Washington with the edge here, 34.2 points per game from their bench versus just 29 points per game from the Cleveland second squad. The Cavs won the first meeting of these two clubs 117-107, but they are on the second game of a road back-to-back. Caris LeVert is day-to-day for Cleveland. Meanwhile, the home Washington Wizards have both Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma, their two best players, listed as questionable. We'll see who plays. And the question is, the Cavs have been pretty good on the road this year. Can they do it against a Wizards team that is iffy at best and maybe without its two best players? I think they can. I expect Cleveland to win this one despite the back-to-back. I'm going with the Cavs. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Cleveland and Washington. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Washington Wizards. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Cleveland Cavaliers sitting at 3.5 in the spread with the over-under of 221. Now, looking at these two teams on the offensive end, Washington's averaging 113.3 points, while Cleveland's averaging 111.6. The key here is Cleveland's one of the better defensive teams in points allowed. They rank first overall. They only give up 109.9 points, while Washington gives up 113.5 points. Now, looking at these two records when it comes to that over-under, on Cleveland's side, they're definitely below average when it comes to that, while Washington is actually pretty good. They're 25, 24, and 3. So they're almost at the average amount, just above it, while Cleveland is below it. So overall, when we're looking at this over-under, the key right here is probably going towards the under. Number one, Cleveland's one of the better teams when it comes to giving up points, and Washington's best scorer right now has been having a slump in Bradley Beal. Speaking of Bradley Beal, right now, his player props sit at 21.5, but if you look at his last seven games, he's been averaging around 20 points per game, just a little bit over that, currently sitting at 20.7. Now, his last time against Cleveland, he did drop 27, but he's been on a slump of late, really trying to get his scoring back in track, and it's going to be tough going against a very good defensive team in Cleveland. That's why I would lean towards the under in the points for Bradley Beal. Now, when we're looking at this over-under, I've already been saying the under has been trending right now. The under has been favorable for the Wizards. They've been 3-0-1. On one day's rest when it comes to taking the under. So that's a good thing to take a look at too. And if you're looking at Cleveland, the under has been trending for them too as well. If you look at back-to-back games, the under has been favorable for them, 6-0 in their last six back-to-back games. So they are coming off the back-to-back, lean towards that under. This is not one of the better scoring teams. The Wizards have been trending on the under as well. So definitely take the under in this one. Now we're looking at against the spread. It actually favors Cleveland a little bit more against the spread. They've been 4-1-1 in their last six versus losing teams, which the Washington Wizards are. So I would definitely lean towards the spread in this game, and I would take the under in this one as well. That's our look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Washington Wizards. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.